There were some hassles for travelers at SeaTac last night. Someone went into a secure area through an exit about 7:30. Port of Seattle police cleared the CD and Central Terminal concourses. Passengers had to go back through checkpoints to be rescreened. Many outbound flights last night were delayed. Transportation Security Administration officials and members of the Port of Seattle Police Department found the person just before 9 p.m. The airport resumed normal operations about 9:30 p.m. The worker advocacy group Puget Sound Sage is out with a report comparing wages and conditions at SeaTac with other West Coast airports. They say SeaTac is below the standards of those other airports in the way that its employees are treated. Nicole Keenan is a researcher and policy analyst at Puget Sound Sage. Nicole, thanks for taking the time.
Hi.
Well, which workers at SeaTac are you talking about in this report?
So we're talking about specifically ground service workers. They're workers that work on the ramp. So if you're sitting on a plane, you see them outside the window. They're workers that move wheelchairs, so wheelchair assistants, and then also workers that clean inside the cabin. And the cabin cleaners are not only in charge of cleaning the cabin in the 10 minutes that it lands, but also to check for any suspicious items.
So what did your comparison about the way these workers are treated at SeaTac to other West Coast airports reveal?
So it revealed that SeaTac Airport is making choices that harm workers, airlines, and our region's economy. For example, workers at LAX make 50% more than workers doing the same jobs at SeaTac, but the standard of living down there is only 6% higher.
You say SeaTac is making these decisions. Are these employees of SeaTac? Are these Port of Seattle employees?
So these employees actually work for subcontractors with airlines. But all of the airports down the West Coast implemented workforce standards that protected these workers and also boosted the local economy and protected public health.
So in other places, the entities that run the airport tell the vendors they have to pay this much and provide these conditions?
Exactly.
But not here. Now, there are some complaints with the state Department of Labor and Industries around this. What are the complaints?
So there are dozens of complaints about labor, health, and safety violations at SeaTac Airport. These complaints include, for example, cabin cleaners complain that they don't have proper training on how to deal with an emergency situation, yet part of their work is to check for suspicious items. Wheelchair service workers complain that they don't have proper training on how to properly and safely move passengers with disabilities. And they also complain that they don't have proper equipment to actually clean up the chairs themselves. Sometimes passengers actually relieve themselves in the chairs, and they don't have the proper equipment to clean this. So they end up cleaning it in the bathroom with those cruddy brown paper towels and soap.
Have any of these complaints been validated by Labor and Industries?
So Labor and Industries is still actively investigating these complaints. And they recently opened up an investigation of Alaska Airlines themselves because Alaska subcontracts to all of the businesses that had complaints filed against them.
Now, in your comparison, you compared Seattle to San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Jose, and Oakland. Why not Portland or San Diego? When they're added into the list, does SeaTac still come out at the bottom when it comes to wages and how workers are treated?
So we looked into the four airports that have workforce standards. We didn't look into Portland or San Diego because they fall into the same category of not having workforce standards.
Okay, so Seattle is not unique among West Coast airports in not having these standards.
It's not that they're not unique. It's that four airports on the West Coast actually saw the problems and negative consequences of operating without these standards and implemented them. And SeaTac, along with Portland and San Diego, could benefit from these workforce standards.
Are these workers at SeaTac unionized?
Some are and some are not. I believe that Southwest might have unionized workers, but for the most part, if the workers want to form a union, that's ultimately up to them.
Nicole, this sounds pretty bad. They're getting paid low rates. Having to clean up the wheelchairs when someone makes a mess sounds like a horrible part of a job. Why do people keep the jobs? Why don't they just leave and get other jobs?
I think there actually may be an element of where they do leave and get other jobs. All four of the airports that have workforce standards found that they had really high turnover before they implemented these standards. And that high turnover led to safety and security risks and poor service at their airports, which is in part why they implemented them. I don't have exact data on the turnover rates here at SeaTac, but it could be that folks do, in fact, leave the jobs when they find a better one. And if they stay, maybe because they that's one of several jobs that they have.
Nicole, when you look at the airports that do have these standards, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Jose, and Oakland, does that result in higher costs for passengers who go through those airports?
So when San Francisco implemented their workforce standards, the University of California, Berkeley, did a study on the impacts and also the costs. And they found that the cost of implementing workforce standards, that means paying thousands of people a living wage, boosting the local economy, and protecting public health by making sure workers have sick days, cost a total of $1.42 per ticket.
Nicole Keenan, thank you so much for talking to us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nicole Keenan, researcher and policy analyst at Puget Sound Sage. If you go to their website, you can read more from this report that she helped to prepare.